We know from the latest figures that the numbers of inpatients at Letterkenny Hospital on the waiting list are over 1,700, but the numbers of outpatients on the waiting list are almost 13,500, almost 3,500 waiting over a year. So when you have shocking waiting lists like that, how can it be justified to further scale back on elective surgeries at the hospital? There's very serious concern within the hospital around patient safety, and I'm calling on the manager of the hospital, Sean Murphy, to make an urgent statement clarifying the issue.
Is there any clarity from the information you're receiving that the level of surgeries will resume after this period, or is there a fear that the time frame you suggest will be longer than that?
My understanding is it will only be for the months of January and February to deal with an anticipated increase in demand at accidents and emergencies, which is typical during the winter period. My big problem is that repeatedly in Donegal, we're being told by management at the hospital, speaking on behalf of this new SAILTA hospital group, that they have the necessary resources they require, even though waiting lists in total are over 15,000 patients, 15,000 citizens in Donegal waiting for surgical appointments or operations. My issue is that I believe that patients are being sacrificed on waiting lists to avoid the embarrassing spectacle of people on trolleys as we approach an election.